I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour number two here on a Trillville Thursday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle, just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into college football corner at 12:20. A bunch of good ranked matchups coming up on Saturday, of course. And we'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40.
Yeah, if you're a Falcons fan or whatever, don't watch until – if you're going to watch the game tonight, wait till it kicks off.
Wait till kickoff.
Because all day they're going to show Tua ripping the Falcons' ass all day.
That's the only highlights
they have. The only highlights they have all year was last Sunday here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And they're going to show them all freaking day.
Yes, they
Lamar Jackson is coming back for this game.
Yep.
And all they're going to show is the debacle over there at the Benz.
Yeah, because they're not going to show Tyler Huntley highlights. Yeah.
No, they're not.
Snoop Huntley. They're going to show. Yeah, they're going to show one-eyed Tua.
Yes. That's all they're going to show.
That's why when I was doing my Prize Picks thing earlier, I was like, man, he's stat projected at half a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's it. This man's coming off of a four touchdown performance.
Four tugs.
On the road. And
four
he's at home tonight.
Tugs.
I know. It's going to be just prepare yourself mentally. Like Randy said, great, great advice. Don't watch the pregame. All it's going to do is make you mad. And then don't pay attention to the final score. Lamar's back.
Well, but
hold on,
because the Ravens are going to beat the absolute hell out of the Dolphins.
What if that doesn't happen? Like, what if?
Well, I don't know.
I know,
if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen.
Would you feel any better?
Just trying to make a little fun joke.
Would you feel any better about last Sunday if the Dolphins put up like 38 points tonight?
I don't think so. No,
I don't care. I'm past that.
Because unfortunately, the Falcons don't get to tack those on to the 10 they scored last Sunday, and they still took the L. So.
Yeah.
No, I don't think the transitive property is going to help me on this one. But if they do get the hell beat out of them, I know Falcons fans are going to be mad about it.
Yeah,
people like to get mad, and this is going to happen.
And that's the thing about it. And what defines what's the new joint now? Rage baiting.
Oh yeah, rage
baiting. What defines a rage bait? I saw yesterday
when
somebody put up a stat. Somebody one of them. You know, that's why I still hate this damn algorithm thing. I think you should. Only thing on your timeline should be who you follow. And all that. I believe in that.
I agree with you.
But I think
that'd be great.
Yeah, but sometimes, of course, you get into it with Falcons, so you see different algorithms, and it's a bad nerd stat, and then everybody gets mad at the bad nerd stat.
Do you go, like, on your reels, you look at the reels on Instagram, mm-hmm. do you get into, like, a weird algorithm rut sometimes, where it's like, what are they trying to, what did I show them that would make them think that I want to see this?
I don't know.
Do you ever have those?
Oh, yeah. It didn't got me all week, dog. I done bought so much... like cigar hats.
Okay, well, then they were right.
Yeah, cigar hats.
They got that
I bought
right.
Like three t-shirts with just, I smoke cigars on them, this new cigar brand. Well, I bought three of them hats.
Sometimes they get me right too. And I'm like, okay, yes, I did like that video. Thank you. I'd like to see more videos like that. But like this whole week, I don't know, it's been like weird conspiracy theory videos about how cities aren't actually as old as people are trying to tell us they are. And I'm like, what? What's this?
This is new thing.
Why would I care about that?
You know, the biggest thing about all this stuff now is, why are y'all so curious now?
Well,
we just can't just go?
I'm
now
very
everybody
curious,
digs up everything from the past of all these old, this stuff we just always knew. Now all of a sudden everybody, what them folk called them Scientologist people?
What?
Yeah, them folks. Yeah, it's just like, what the hell are you talking about, dog? All right, dirt's always been dirt. Well, what if dirt isn't dirt and it's something else? What the hell else would it be? It's been dirt all this time, and because your ass read a damn pamphlet. Because your ass read some pamphlet. Right.
I think we're going slightly different directions here. No, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah,
I got your back on it, but we're going. Just clean up the algorithm.
Stop reading pamphlets.
I'm saying.
Damn.
You don't see a lot of pamphlets these days.
Damn.
The pamphlet making business, I think, is really.
It's
they still have them at church, though.
There's still those groups of people on the street.
We're good for a pamphlet every Sunday
walk
at church.
All the way around.
And I appreciate that pamphlet.
What is the pamphlet people?
Let's me know what's going to happen
you,
that
like,
week.
The worst thing about a pamphlet, somebody give you the pamphlet, is when you walk off And you don't know when you could throw it away?
I know. How long?
How long do I have? Is he still looking?
To hold on to this.
Is he still looking?
And then, like, you come to that first garbage can, and there's, like, 37 other pamphlets in there. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be sad if they walk this way. But they're not going to notice an extra one. Throw that one out. All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. Week 9 begins tonight, like we said. Let me make sure that this is true. It is true. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kickoff at 8:15, pregame at 7:30. Let's hear first from Lamar Jackson talking about how every game is ramped up in importance because they were 1-5 to start the year. How that relates to this game.
Coach pretty much touched on that, talking about that with us in a team meeting. You know, each and every game going to be like a win-or-go-home game, you know. We started off, first season ever starting off like this slow, so just do or die right now.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, we keep talking about it, but like the odds makers believe they're going to come back and win this division.
Two reasons why:
Lamar
Jackson,
yes,
and everyone else in that division is.
But the thing about it is, I heard Dano said it this morning, and this is the first time this year that the whole group offensively will be together.
Right.
Because you remember, Likely's been out.
Right.
Was a big boy named Gerard.
Yeah, one of their big linemen.
Yeah, all of them been out, and so this will be the first game that they're all back together.
They're gonna absolutely kill the Dolphins.
Yeah,
tonight.
So that'd be something to watch right there. Looking at their schedule going forward, I mean,
that's one
Dolphins,
of the other reasons too.
Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals, Steelers, Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice little run.
Yeah.
When is what's Thanksgiving? The 27th?
Okay.
Okay. But they're gonna be 2-6, 3, 4, 5. 6-5 by Thanksgiving.
This possibility.
They'll be above 500 by Thanksgiving. So
yeah,
they'll get it cleaned up. They're a pretty good team. All right, now, we hope our team gets it cleaned up as well. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the health status of Drake London.
I do. Feel really good about Drake coming back. Just left practice, obviously, as you guys know. So I feel good about those guys going out there. Drake was able to go practice today. Michael Penix was able to go practice today. He got some guys out there. Man, that felt really good. When you get those things done, you can't wait to get to practice. And when you get out of practice, you feel like I do right now. And you feel inspired. You feel ready to go, right? What was me stuff is over with. You guys can hold that. I won't.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Well, see, I'm in. You know, meaning that I don't have a problem with what Ross says. And even if y'all get y'all
He's
head,
right.
even if y'all get y'all head bust on Sunday, and we come here Monday. I'm still gonna have that. But
yeah, he's right.
But the other stuff he was just talking about, don't be trying to. That's for y'all. That's for y'all. Okay, Ross.
People are mad for a reason.
Yeah, dog. You know, their team laid a damn egg. They have a right to be mad. A
couple eggs out
you
there.
You know what
now.
I'm saying? Like, yeah, don't even.
I know.
Like,
but again, you
but
know.
But he's right. He's absolutely correct.
But also, sometimes you can make it like a us against them thing, maybe.
Yeah. And you don't want to do that with them. You don't do that with your fan base.
It feels early.
Falcon fans, exactly.
To be doing that.
But that's what I'm saying. Falcon fans have every damn right to be pissed off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's absolutely correct about the panic because you can't have panic in the locker room.
Sure.
He's not going to panic right now because whether we like it or not, there's still so much ball left.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that there's a lot of ball left.
Me too.
I like it.
It's so much ball left. And that's the thing about it.
Which is why, and I know that we have not done much of this week, but which is why I don't want to talk about other coaches. I don't want to do that. I want Raheem to fix it.
You kept saying the same thing. You've been saying all week. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. I mean, and again, do what you want if that's what you want to do. We're always the last ones to do mock drafts. And
ooh,
actually never. But like, you know what I mean?
Like, when do we do a damn mock draft?
We're the last one to talk draft until it's actually draft season. I'm not talking about – they also don't have a first-round draft pick next year, so
delay you. Why does that no, and what I'm saying is it matters. But that's like the third time because I think we said it earlier this week or something about the draft. And something. Well, they don't even have the first-round pick.
Well,
they have another pick.
They do. That's true. But people only talk about the first round.
I know.
You know what it is. yeah, man. There's 10 games left at least.
Yeah.
There may be more.
There's a lot of ball left, man. A
lot of ball left. A lot of ball. All right. What else is going on? John Metchie got traded.
Again, this is the third time or something, ain't it, this season?
Yeah. He got traded for not that Michael Carter, a different Michael Carter. Yeah.
John Metchie walking around like Will Smith and hugging Uncle Phil. You want me, man?
Now he gets to go to the Jets.
Now he gets to go to the Jets. Woohoo!
Yeah. Tyler Shuck is going to start.
He likes this team, though, man.
For the remainder of the season.
He likes this team, man.
Which is the right thing to do. Like, we don't need to. We talked about this earlier this week. You drafted him in the second round. Season's cooked. See what you got. Let Tyler Shuck play.
Yeah, you might as well because you drafted him high. He has the higher ceiling.
Shuck the duck.
He has the higher ceiling of both quarterbacks. And you know, you got to find out what you have in the in this guy. A lot, I mean, he was rated. Got a lot of analysts liked him coming out of the draft, and so the, I mean,
you have the Rams.
You have an opportunity to maybe, you know, that's the same thing that's going to happen in Cleveland.
Dang it.
Eventually, Shador is going to get out there to play.
I saw that they were playing L.A. I was hoping it was the Chargers because he backed up Herbert at Oregon.
Yeah. He's that old.
That's how old he is.
Yeah, he's old ass.
He's a rookie quarterback who backed up Justin Herbert at Oregon. Justin Herbert's in his seventh season.
Yeah, man.
Or sixth.
Here's another one, man. And I saw with Terry McLaurin re-injured his leg on the Monday night game. I mean, and then I saw Dan Quinn said that Jaden practiced, so he looks good. Like, he's going to play. Like, every time he's in and out, he's in the lineup, somebody's out.
Yeah.
And when somebody when
they
he's out lineup,
they can't get
they
right.
Can't get right, man. Yeah. They're just going through that that
did
whole.
Did he get hurt on that sideline catch?
I don't know, but that was a hell of a catch. That was a hell of a throw by Mariota on that touchdown.
There was a hell of a throw. Every time they threw him the ball in that game, he made a catch that the refs it was so good the refs couldn't see it in real time. They had to review it, and then they called it a catch on review. He played great. That sucks he got hurt. He's been banged up all year.
Yeah, it does. Joe Flacco 50-50 to face the Bears. Well, we knew eventually Joe was going to get hurt. He's old.
Also, 50 is almost how old he is.
Yeah, he's old. He's an older statesman at the quarterback position.
Oh, he has an elder
statesman. And then I saw the funniest thing.
Gentleman.
Bengals season ticket holders are canceling their tickets after the Jets lost. I have a question. So is that for next year or for this year? Because once you buy the season tickets, they're kind of in this year. So, yeah, they can't. After the Jets lost, they couldn't take no damn more, Andy.
Good.
And cancel their season tickets.
That's one of, I mean, look, there's not a whole lot you can do to voice your displeasure towards your NFL team.
Yes.
But canceling season tickets, not showing up, not buying their stuff, all that kind of stuff, that's kind of all you got. Now, again, I don't know that they're going to notice.
And that was going to be my next thing.
They revenue share?
Again, I don't you have more experience with that part of it than me.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good though?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Knowing that they're still going to get like a gazillion dollars, uh-huh. even though you didn't not buying a shirt.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you already did buy one. That's always my thing about the burning of the jersey.
Yeah.
It's like they got the money already.
They got the cash.
Just wear it.
They got the cash.
That's good solid merchandise.
Hey guys, tomorrow morning during the morning shift at Publix on Ponce de Leon in Decatur for a special broadcast. Come in and pick up supplies for the weekend. If you're having a party, whatever, come say hello to Allie, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from the store. It's brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift tomorrow from 6 to 9. Publix on Ponce de Leon.
I don't know what game this Saturday I think speaks most directly to what college football has been this year. But, like, if I just showed you that number 9 Vanderbilt was playing at number 20 Texas on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and Texas is 6-2 and Vanderbilt 7-1
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the year,
yeah.
that would have at least been like, oh, wow, that's going to be some interesting stuff that happens in college football this year. And that's maybe not even the most interesting matchup of the day. We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour on a Trillville Thursday. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Let you hear a little bit from head coach Raheem Morris at that point. Hawks also win a basketball game last night, 117-112 over the Nets on the road. Unfortunately, Trey got hurt early in that one. Still kind of waiting to see if we get any update timeline wise on how long Trey might be out. At first, it looked kind of scary, like, you know, because he got his knee rolled up on, you never know.
Right.
And then, and he was down and the way that he was down. But then he got up and he was moving around and looked like he wanted to try to come back in the game. But ultimately, well, I guess he did for a minute, had to shoot a free throw or something. But then he left the game and didn't come back. So hopefully it's not too long for Trey. But we'll get back into all that in the 1 o'clock hour. College football corner in just a couple minutes.
We can go there now.
All right.
Yeah,
college football corner. Right now.
Yeah. I know we were just talking about coaching. I had mentioned this morning when I got to work because they were talking about it on the XM college show about Matt Rhule signing extension. You know, he was obviously one of the guys that was maybe in the running for the Penn State job or whatever.
Is a Penn State alum.
Knows, they said the AD and him were at Temple together.
Yeah, worked with the AD at a previous stop.
Yeah, well, he did get a new contract extension from Nebraska, so it looks like he is going to be staying in Nebraska.
Well played.
I mean, that's all of them, though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's right. You remember yesterday what I said about Lane Kiffin? Like, what's Sexton over there talking about? Like, yeah, he's going to leverage that. He'll probably stay at Ole Miss, but he's going to be the highest paid coach in college football.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think ultimately.
Right now, Kirby is.
Is he the highest paid?
Yeah, Kirby's the highest paid.
He should be.
Yeah, Kirby's the highest paid.
That's the other thing. Kirby loves all this, too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's got other things to focus on with Florida on Saturday and all that, but in the back of his mind, he's like, can't wait to see what Lane gets.
They boys, too.
It's a pretty quick.
Yeah, they boys.
Pretty quick call, because I assume his agent the same guy, too.
I have no.
Because that's what we're about to get into. Yeah. With this guy representing everybody and the Louisiana governor being furious about it. I mean, he's higher paid than me.
Yeah.
I won two national championships.
He didn't win nothing.
He didn't win anything.
Yeah.
I beat him this year.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's higher paid than me?
Yeah, man.
And then you get higher paid than him. So, that I mean, Kirby's in that great rare spot of like.
He can always be the top guy?
Yeah, he can be.
Well, if Ryan Day wins it this year, Ryan Day.
Sure. He's the one guy.
Ryan Day's the one guy.
And then if, you know, there's rumblings about some of those legends coming back in the game, I don't buy that. Them dudes ain't coming back.
Why would Urban. Urban almost, well, whatever, quote unquote, had health issues.
Every time he coaches, he almost dies. He can't do it.
This man, did you remember that? You remember that Maryland game?
Yeah.
We were all like, damn, they might as well dig up this astroturf and put his ass in the ground.
He was on the sideline.
Yeah.
Having the worst time that I've ever seen a coach have.
Yeah.
Like, migraines and all the stuff that he deals with and all that. And Nick Saban, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't want to never say never in college football, but. Yeah, right.
I love, and I swear to you, I do. I've been around this woman. She is wonderful. Miss Terry is wonderful.
She seems really
good. She is wonderful. If Nick say he want to coach, he going to go coach.
Okay.
Let's,
I'm not.
You don't hear about like, Miss Terry. No. Oh. If Nick say, hey, Miss Terry, baby, I want to coach again, baby.
But I just.
I don't understand why
he would want
to. Why you would want
to. Now, again, the answer is always he loves coaching and all that. Sure. I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, he also loved coaching last year when he quit.
Yes.
Right?
He didn't quit.
Yeah. I mean, when he retired, whatever you want to call it. Like, when he walked away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the landscape is the same. If the landscape of college football had anything to do with it, which a lot of people think it did, it's the same as it was.
It's
not any easier than it was.
Yeah, because I know we're about to listen to the governor real quick. He was just on McAfee, and he said basically he's advocating for something, an incentive-based contract for the next head coach.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is going to be so great.
I saw that.
This is going to be great.
It's going to take a minute. They're going to get down to, like, you and me might as well.
Yeah, apply. Man, that's going to – an incentive-based – I like the idea of that.
Oh, I do, too.
Yeah, but
– But, right.
Yeah, right.
If you're trying to pry that guy from that job or beat this school for that guy, like, you're going to have to come with more than an incentive-based contract.
Yeah, man.
You're going to have to give him 10 years. And like,
I'm not giving up on her 10 years.
But they're gonna.
Yeah, I'm not giving
they have 10 to. Years. That's the unfortunate. I'm with you. Like, I think somehow over the last decade or so, these college coaching contracts have jumped the shark. Like, it's crazy where they, but they are.
Yeah, I'm not
Kirby has a 10-year contract.
I know.
Kiffin has a 10-year contract. James Franklin just got bought out of a 10-year contract.
Yeah,
you're right. It's crazy. It's asinine. But that's where we are right now. Anyway, here's the Louisiana governor, Jeff Landry, sounding so much like what a Louisiana governor should sound like.
I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I'm not going to be picking the next coach, but I can promise you we're going to pick a coach and we're going to make sure that that coach is successful and we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly and we're going to put metrics on it because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country. Like, it's really time for the NCAA to put on some guardrails in college sports because and it's fine. We don't need the guardrails. If big billionaires want to spend all that kind of money, no problem. But if I got to go find $53 million from Kemp, it's not going to be a pleasant conversation.
That's a very...
Oh, there's so much in there.
That's a very dumbass statement when you talk about going to coaches. There need to be guardrails. Mm-hmm. Why? That ain't... You didn't have no say in that hire. Now, I like what he said about the AD. Now, he ain't going to be... This man just gave out two of the biggest buyouts ever.
$130 million combined.
As the AD.
Because he was at Texas A&M when they bought
out
Jimbo.
Hell no, you ain't finna pick the coach. You're damn right. You know what, matter of fact? I don't know. The governor can't fire him. Y'all need to fire his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean.
Yeah, he's
Scott fired. Woodward is a
yeah,
dead
Scott
man.
Scott Woodward
walking.
Is a dead man.
There's
walking.
No
go
question
fire,
about
go fire
that.
His ass. But talking about the guardrails in the college football, coaches ain't got nothing to do. Coach Saturday ain't got nothing to do with college football. It's a separate entity.
Well,
what?
Yeah, kind
of. Well, what?
When you want him to leave,
yeah, I mean,
those entities combine.
Oh, yes, they do. But I'm talking about when you're trying to go get him.
Yeah. Well, again,
I mean, the 10-year deal, meaning that don't got nothing to do with the pot for the players.
I don't know.
Nah,
it's all the same pot.
Nah.
It's not?
Pot. I think it's a different pot.
Yeah, what pot's that?
I don't know. But damn it,
I
want to be a fired damn Division
One
coach.
I do too.
But
I
just, I'm just saying,
that's
just,
what Kirby was talking about with this.
Anytime,
in the summer.
Anytime people like him have said the guardrail thing, I just give him a big middle finger.
Look, I'm yes. look, again. Yes. I there was a lot in yes. there that was very coded and like, all right, yeah. cool. But I do agree with some of it though, and I do agree that like there is maybe a little bit of a problem with everyone being represented by the same guy.
Why?
Because he knows what's going on over there and over there, and he can use that to help what's going on over there. He represents the athletic director and the coach.
No, I don't understand that part.
That's a problem.
I'm talking about representing coaches.
The coaches is one thing, and it's probably okay. But again, yes. like if you know what's going on at Auburn, and you're representing a guy who's trying to also get that job at Auburn or get a pay raise someplace else.
Right. Yeah. I have more the issue with the agent representing the player and the coach.
That too.
That's my
which
I,
also happens.
I don't care about that other stuff. I have the issue with that part right there because you saw it on the SEC show where Trace was basically like, okay, I know you need your quarterback and you're my client, but I got to get this deal for my client. Right. I don't like that part about it, whatever, whatever, but he's a damn sports agent.
It's in the NBA too.
Yeah.
Like the clutch represents everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Again, I don't know, whatever. That's probably a little bit beyond my level of caring,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. There's just give them all money and let them play. Who cares? Yeah, but he's pretty mad.
He upset,
and it seems like he's going to maybe cost them Lane Kiffin.
This seems like this going to get messy.
Like, because I'll tell you what I'm going to not do if I'm Lane Kiffin.
I'm not going to.
I'm
going to
not leave my 10-year contract that's $10-plus million a year
to go, to
go
incentive,
do some incentive, stuff,
some incentive stuff
for this guy,
yeah.
who I guess is in charge of the process because he said he is.
Yeah.
Nah.
He say he was in charge, or he said he's not going to – it's going to be the board.
Sure. Okay. I don't hear the board on TV screaming in a Cajun accent, but I hear him on TV talking a lot
he
of blame.
He just said an incentive-based
– Meanwhile, I'm Lane Kiffin, and you want me – and we just won another game against a ranked opponent at a school where I'm comfortable, highly paid, have the money to pay players to come,
uh-huh.
have been killing it in the transfer portal, and it doesn't seem like anybody's hassling him. Lane looks like a pretty happy guy.
He does.
I'm not walking into that.
Yeah. I mean,
swamp.
According to Breck McMurphy said, with Matt Rhule getting the extension, Louisville's Jeff Brohm is the new favorite for Penn State.
All right.
Okay.
He's also a Louisville alum.
Yeah.
As well.
That's why, I mean, we talked about –
how much does that matter?
How much does that matter and all those different things for Brohm, for Coach Clark down at Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Coach Key over here at Tech. How much does the alma mater, and how much can you make it there? Because, just speaking hypothetically, let's say Penn State offers Coach Key X amount. Like, okay, say $10 million. Can Tech match it?
They're going to need to.
Yeah, I know they're going to need to, but can they?
I don't know why not.
Yeah.
Again, that's another kind of blind spot. Like, I don't know. Some people seem to know, like, what alumni bases have money and what don't.
Right.
I would think Georgia Tech's alumni base would have just a gang of money.
A gang of money, but is it football money?
Right.
You know
and
what I mean? There's a whole bunch of damn world-renowned engineers from Georgia Tech.
Do they care about the football program?
The football program like
and
that.
And, yeah, I don't know. And why do some boosters?
Well, also, how much does that change?
Hey, look at that. There's Matt Rhule on TV now.
There he is.
How much does that change if they do go to the playoff? Like,
right.
What wasn't football money previously can become football money.
If they go to the playoffs, hell, even if George Tech doesn't go to the playoffs, Britt Key needs, he's at four?
Four and a half.
You got to double that.
You have to.
You have to double that for him.
You have to.
There's no question about that.
He, yeah.
Right now, where this team is now,
yeah.
he needs his salary needs to be doubled.
I agree. And again, guys are doing less and getting more
yes.
right now
yes.
just for hinting that they
Matt
might go somewhere.
Matt Rhule's has got more.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Actually,
yeah.
actually, he might have the worst agent in
Who?
Football.
Who?
Matt Rhule. Apparently, his new deal has no change in base pay.
Uh-huh.
Does include incentives that would increase pay for college football playoff appearances.
That's what this is the governor's talking about.
And would owe 15 million. So essentially, I think they just tacked on a massive buyout. He doesn't get any more money
unless
they win big.
Oh, well, that,
that's not great.
Does that leave him open then to still leave then, right?
No, because he now would owe $15 million if he leaves this cycle.
They just made it harder for him to leave.
This is a the way this reads.
Hold on.
Why did he sign that?
Did you say 15 or 50?
1-5.
I Penn State to get that.
The way it reads, it's a big win for the school, and he didn't get much else.
Oh, hell.
Got it.
Penn State about that.
Well, good for the school if they end up getting 15 mil because Penn State wants him.
Yeah. Get that 15 mil.
I don't know.
Hey, guys, today, make sure you guys head over to Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard here in Atlanta because Dukes and Bell will be there 2 to 6. Come in and stock up for the weekend while joining Dukes and Bell as they preview the biggest college football and pro football matchup. That's Dukes and Bell live today, right after me and Andy, 2 to 6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. We'll do the football. In the 1 o'clock hour and the games tomorrow too. Because, I mean, obviously the coaching carousel stuff is fun and is timely and going on right now. There's a lot of good football games coming up on Saturday as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the big story of the day. Black hour. We'll get back into some Falcons conversation there, as well as the Hawks beating the Nets last night in Brooklyn. Nice looking court. I'll give them credit for that. I enjoy watching.
I enjoy watching
basketball on the Nets court. That's about all I can say about them and their basketball organization. But the Hawks beat them last night, which is good. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as well, get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons, and then we will get to an AMA in an hour.
How about, because we found out yesterday that game day is going to be in Utah, right? Okay. I'm trying to figure out, because I thought the game I was talking about yesterday, the noon game, it was the Miami-SMU game.
Okay.
Noon game, on the road. Miami, you know, don't know where they are. Not as far as that. That's like a trap. That's a big trap game for them. I think Georgia might be in a trap game.
Georgia in a trap game this weekend?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's a definite possibility.
That's interesting. How do you define trap game?
Losing to a team you shouldn't. That's the only way I look at it.
I know other people go into more in depth.
No, it's losing to a team you shouldn't.
And that's pretty much what it is,
is
whether you overlook them or they're in a different situation or something like that. Like, I do think, like, this idea of the new coach energy thing is so widely talked about now.
Yes.
Like, Georgia is, that's going to be drilled into their minds this week, right? And the 2 weeks. It's like, look, you don't know what they are. It's a whole new ball game. It's not, you know, whatever it was last year, all the stuff we're looking at on tape. Obviously, we think we can prepare based on stuff we know about the interim coach and all that and the players that are on the field, but, like, that's not going to sneak up on them, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, Kirby would be fine. Like, I believe that if Florida gets the ball first, they're going to run down the score.
I do agree with that.
Yeah,
that if you can get a you can get a line on that one.
Yeah.
Probably.
I do believe Florida scores first.
Yeah.
But other than that,
like Indiana, Maryland, right? Okay, if Indiana lost to Maryland, that's kind of like a trap game. Right?
Yeah, definitely like that. But I think, you know, that game right there,
just to overlook them.
To me, it seems like this game goes into the fourth quarter, though. One possession, probably.
Which?
Indiana, Maryland.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, probably.
Interesting. Maryland's an interesting team, because they got some good players.
They got good players. Let's think about it.
Real creative ways to lose games.
Like,
Obviously, I watched them very closely one Saturday. They were up 20-0 on the Huskies in the fourth quarter and lost at home. So,
and then you
got to really find a way to do
Georgia Tech going to NC State at night. You know, that could be a trap game for Tech.
Could be.
You know, it could be a trap game for Tech. I don't think it will be.
I don't think
so either. But it could be.
You ever been to the NC State Stadium?
Why would I ever go there?
I don't know. Maybe played them non-conference or something like that?
No. Why are you there?
I haven't been.
Oh, okay. Well, you said like you had been there.
I don't know. It's on the list. It's one of the many places I'd like to go.
To go to Riley or go see NC State?
Both.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really have a good explanation for it.
But you want to?
Yeah. I've always kind of had a weird soft spot for NC State football. I have no idea why, and it just seems like a fun place to see a game.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's nothing more to it than that.
Okay. All right. NC State and UTEP.
You know why UTEP?
Yeah, I mean they had Jim on their mind for a scholarship.
Full scholarship for golf. No, NC State. I would have played golf at NC State too if they wanted to, but nobody followed up. Nobody followed up on that one. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Carter Finley Stadium. Never had any.
I mean, I'm pretty much looking at Raleigh.
Raleigh. I've been to Raleigh. Pretty good time.
Oh, I'm looking at that. How you told me about Charleston.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know. That's how I view it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hockey. Oh, you know what?
Hockey game.
When we met, we were on vacation for my birthday. We met a couple from Raleigh. Very nice young couple.
There you go.
They had some assumption where, you know, once them believed that she was drinking and her talking to my wife, actually thought that we were going to come visit them.
In Raleigh?
Yeah.
We could do both. We can go see an NC State game at Carter Finley Stadium, uh-huh, and then go see your friends.
Again.
I got some very good barbecue in Raleigh
again,
one time. That's all I have to say.
Said couple we met.
But that's how it starts. You know, yeah. You eventually become best friends. All right. How are you doing, Bo?
I'm good. Okay, I think there was a sponsor that you usually
Oh, that's right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Just want to make sure. Yeah.
Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
Make sure the bills are paid.
Yeah.
So, softball practice rained out last night, and the only thing that means is I was actually home instead of being out and about. So, yesterday was the first game of this entire postseason, if I'm not mistaken.
Hold on, let me turn my ear down.
Go get you some sandwich or something. Don't microwave anything, though, because that's still a thing that's not there.
Broken, huh?
Yep.
Dylan?
Going to be a full week by tomorrow.
So no water, no microwave.
Yeah.
I got an extra microwave.
Getting real suctionated.
We got an extra microwave.
Man, that'd be.
I mean, I don't want to give it to y'all.
Well, you shouldn't. You should not want to.
Why'd you bring it up then?
Because I wanted to. What are you looking at?
More of a ha-ha moment.
Yeah, I got a microwave.
Randy pulling his best Nelson now.
But eventually, everything's going to break through. The refrigerator is going out.
Water in a year.
Things do break.
Yeah. Here.
Correct.
Our SNAP benefits have ended.
There's the replacement of things
that
never really happens. Anyways, tonight, yesterday, marked the first day that Tara and I were both home at the beginning of a MLB playoff game this season. And I tell you what, this was the perfect game to be sitting in your chair right as the first pitch happens.
Here he comes. And off we go in game five with a fastball that's hit in the air to deep left field. Call to the track. It's a home run on the first pitch of game five. Davis Schneider into George Springer's shoes and doing a great impression. On the very first pitch, and now Vlad Jr. hooks a ball down the left field line. They've gone back to back to start game five.
Three pitches in, two home runs, Blue Jays lead 2-0. They would not look back from there, but that was not even the story of yesterday's game. It was Trey Yesavage, 22-year-old phenom, people would say, started the season in single A or low A ball, actually, in the Blue Jays organization, somewhere down in like deep Florida, one of those teams. Works his way all the way through the system in one season. Now has pitched two games in this postseason where he strikes out 11 or more batters. He's the only rookie to have struck out 11 batters in a World Series game since like 1949.
Wow.
Pretty cool story. His parents have been to every single one of his baseball games he's ever played, and they followed him around the country through every stop.
Awesome.
You love to see that. They get interviewed on ESPN and whatnot.
And for him to outpitch Blake Snell, who couldn't be hit earlier in the postseason, in the World Series is crazy.
How many more damn games left?
So that was game five.
All right, man.
All right, here, look.
One or two.
They got to play again tonight.
We got high drama going on, Randy.
Hold on. Could it be over
before the
back page on Tuesday so we ain't got here no more?
Yes, it will be over.
All right, okay.
Yeah, the whole thing.
It'll be over guaranteed by then.
Okay, that's all you know.
Back page on Tuesday is when I'll be telling you the winner.
Damn.
So there will be one more.
Huh? I know by then. Let's get to some Braves talk.
Well, we can't do that until
I know.
March.
Let's make up a story.
Actually, the sooner the Dodgers lose this thing, we might have a manager.
Dodgers bench coach.
If you believe some of the reports.
What's he going to get, Dave Roberts?
No, the bench coach.
No.
Who?
I forget his name, but he's a big analytics guy.
Layman, maybe?
That's all we need right here, one of them dudes.
Well, whoever they hire.
I saw that the guy you were talking – no, you were saying the LSU coach, but Tennessee's coach is going to the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just saying if we're going to – you know, if that's going to be a trend, let's make it one.
Right.
I think Jay Johnson would do a great – I don't know. It's hard to translate college experience to MLB experience, but crazier things have happened.
Is it Danny Layman?
That sounds right.
Okay, and then the news I saw also, like, Albert Pujols is going to get one of these jobs, right?
Albert Pujols just did a 9-hour interview with the San Diego Padres.
Really?
To become their manager. How would y'all feel about Albert Pujols becoming the manager of the Braves?
Why not?
I don't know.
Not much experience. And that's in the same vein as Mark DeRosa. Like, very little experience.
I mean,
great baseball minds, which is sometimes all you need, I guess.
Yeah.
You
know. Kind of. I mean, sure. Sure.
Here's Treya Savage after his remarkable game last night.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Crazy world. Hollywood couldn't have made it this good. Uh-huh. So just being a part of this, I'm just very blessed.
Good for him. Good for him. Cool that his parents follow him around.
Cool last name, too.
What?
Yes, Savage.
Yes, Savage.
Yes, Savage.
That sounds like a compliment. Danny Lehman, by the way, 40 years old. Young man.
Yeah, young guy. He's a hardcore analytics guy, which would be completely opposite of what the Braves have ever done.
This is the guy. So, this is the guy going where?
That's the
He's the Dodgers.
Oh, it's the Dodgers bench coach. Okay.
That's rumored.
Who just hired a 33-year-old?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Nationals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember watching him play.
Okay.
It's a young,
not great.
Young guy.
Is it going? Is it a young man's game now? As far as
there's a lot of young managers.
Yeah, I mean, times do change. So,
well, then you know, if you're good, then you're old. You know,
you've been around a long time.
Well, yeah. A lot of the managers that are old got their jobs when they were young.
That's true.
Like, if Danny Lehman's a great manager for the Braves, then eventually he'll be 60 and he'll
have been
here for a
long big
time.
Analytics guy.
Yeah.
Randy, everybody's a big analytics guy.
It is turning that way. And it may be a spot time the Braves organization does that too.
That's not a unique description of managers in baseball. They all are. Snit was one of the last few.
Yeah. So, high drama over the weekend, Randy, which I'm sure you won't be paying attention to. So, Jays are up 3-2. They can win it if they win Friday. But Friday night, the Dodgers have Yamamoto on the mound, who has thrown two complete games in his last two games in this playoff.
They're going to get after his ass.
Game 7 would be Saturday if the Dodgers can survive Game 6. And look, man, this may not be the teams that you want in the World Series, but this World Series, if you've been paying attention, has provided all of the moments that you would want.
It's been good.
From watching a World Series.
Whatever.
Including Mookie Betts being asked weird questions at his locker.
It'd be better if the hats had an A on it.
It would be.
It would. 100% better. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. It's still, you know, the World Series. Yeah. Here's Mookie Betts on the fact that he has not
been
playing.
I'm
going to
do this when we talk about the Super Bowl this year. That's what I'm going to do.
It'd be better if the Falcons win it.
This one is the Falcons.
See, that's a bit. It's a big difference.
I had to turn my headphones off.
It's a big difference.
It is a huge difference.
It's a huge
obviously.
Difference.
But it would be.
Well, only because you're a bigger fan of football than baseball.
It's a huge
Andy, what do you think is going to happen on Sunday?
I
don't know.
I love
the Braves. I never heard of either one of the teams.
I remember 4 years ago I said I quit baseball. And all I'm doing is the damn Braves.
We know. I'm just saying it would be very funny if we handled any other sport the way that we handle baseball.
But it won't
here.
Be. Unlike y'all, you won't affect me. I can just talk.
Yeah. Like we're doing right now.
Okay.
Like we're doing right now.
Here's Mookie Betts on not playing well.
I'm Camp Panini. I don't want to speak on anybody else, but for me personally, I've just been terrible. I've been terrible, and there's no. I wish it was from lack of effort. I really do, but it's not. So I don't have any answers.
Dodgers are going to need Mookie if they want to keep going in
this
World
Series. Is he still, like, he's just off. And it's been all year.
Yeah, he's like 3-for-25 in the
World
Series.
Yeah, but it's been a season for him, like, right?
Yeah, he's up and down. So, on to the other side of the diamond, and by the other side, I mean the female side. So, Athletes Unlimited just signed a 3-year deal with ESPN to be their exclusive broadcast partner for the next 3 years, which is really cool. The Athletes Unlimited Softball League got ratings through the roof. The numbers, you know, 88% year over year over what Athletes Unlimited was doing on TV the year before once they partnered with ESPN. So next season, ESPN is going to carry 50 exclusive AUSL, this Athletes Unlimited softball, and all three of their playoff games, including some marquee matchups on ABC, which will be the first time that women's softball will be broadcast on major motion or major television. Like one of the basic four networks in forever. So congratulations.
How does this league work? Do they take the girls out of college like a draft?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. They have a draft. They also have a lot of veteran players too. Yeah, but Sam Landry, who pitched for Oklahoma when they beat Texas Tech last year, become one of the biggest stars in the AUSL. She was also a member of one of the first trade ever pulled off in the AUSL this season. Traded from wherever she was playing with to the Volts. So cool stuff. Check it out if you see them on TV.
And now you can.
And now you can.
Because it's on ESPN.
In prime time, too.
Prime time. Got one?
Yeah, it's about the Falcons flyover, Andy.
I heard that.
after each game, after each Falcons game, is join us for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call and react after every Falcons game. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as he always does on Thursdays as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.